Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to know your opinion. First of all, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
Okay, thank you. First of all, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, just somewhat, not too concerned, or not at all?
Very.
Very concerned. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
I don't know enough about it to answer that.
But just based on what you just heard, the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Okay, it's just somewhat support, not as strongly. Is that correct? Just somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. After hearing that, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Strongly support or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly support. And now I am going to read you a short list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. And after it, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first one is increasing access to public transportation. Will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly support.
The next one is expanding quality healthcare. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. The next one, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? I'm sorry?
Strongly support.
Okay. And the last four, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Strongly
How would
support.
You rate that? Okay. The last three, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I don't know anything about that. I guess somewhat support.
Somewhat support. And the last two, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. How will you rate that?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. And the last one, improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Could you repeat that, please?
No problem. Improving electrical grid reliability.
Oh, 100%.
Strongly support. Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We are at 70% now. Thank you so much for your time. How convincing do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Very convincing, just somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all. Just three. And the first one is...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I will read three statements and just tell me if it's very convincing or not at all, okay? First one. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. After hearing that, it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Just two more. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. And the last one. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, just somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. And now the last few questions. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact?
I'm sorry, that one doesn't make sense because electric is fossil fuel, unless you're talking about only solar, so I'm kind of confused by that one.
Yeah, I need to read everything verbatim, but I think it's in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use. Will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker if that lawmaker were to support a bill?
What are the options?
I will repeat the question, okay? If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free on on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No
impact. Okay. And the next one, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I think it would impact my decision.
Okay. But enhance your opinion or diminish?
And then enhance.
Okay, thank you. And will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote? Between the Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent? If the elections were held today.
Do I have to pick one?
Yeah, if the elections, just imagine the elections were held today, and you have to choose between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent.
Biden.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Can you please tell us into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and
That's
older?
That's it. 50 to 64.
Thank you. And which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Joshua. Bye.